appears hundreds of times throughout the Bible, with specific counts varying by translations. But key recurring phrases like "give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever," which is found in Psalms 136:1, is repeated over 40 times, while variations of thanks and thanksgiving are used over 150 times, which showing gratitude as a central theme, especially in Psalms and in Paul's letters. Psalms 136, a specific phrase, "give thanks to the Lord for his good, his love endures forever," appears at the start of many verses in the Psalms, with some sources noting, or parts of it, as a refrain appearing at least 44 times. In Psalms, it contains numerous instances. One source says, "give thanks," appears 37 times in the Psalms. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul wrote about giving thanks at least 46 times. The overall theme basically is the concept of giving thanks is pervasive, with estimates of mentions of thanks, thankful, and thanksgiving ranging from 139 to 150 total references in the English Bibles, including 43 instances of thanksgiving and 140 instances of thanks in the King James Version. The exact phrasing, "give thanks to the Lord," appears multiple times throughout the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, and in Chronicles. We find the variations of these in 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, the Psalms, of course, Jeremiah, Jonah, and Daniel. Overall, the theme of giving thanks to the Lord is a pervasive command, an example found throughout the entire Bible. I've entitled today's lesson, "Thankfulness in All Situations." Our text this morning is going to be in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We're going to start in verse 16. "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good." Just so you know, I got permission from Brother Chris to bring this in here. We're not supposed to have food in the auditorium. But I told him, I promise I'm not going to need it in there. It's for demonstration purposes only. So when you look at this donut, what's the first thing you look at? The hole in it or the donut? That's what we want to focus on today. Do you focus on the missing hole or the rest of the donut? That's kind of what life's like. We can focus on the hole, that being things that's missing in our lives, things that we want, things that's the problems in our life. Or we can focus on the donut. That's the blessings, the good things in life, things that God has blessed us with. As we go through life, we need to be focusing on the donut and not the hole. It's easy to give thanks when things are going good, but what about when things are not going quite so good? In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, think about how to be thankful during difficult times, like job loss, illness, loss of a family member, family tensions. The Apostle Paul was faced with many trials, but he remained thankful, as seen in this passage that was written. He found out how to find gratitude both during good times and in bad times. Key elements include practicing a mindful perspective, recognizing all blessings as coming from God, and reflecting on how thankfulness can restore contentment and a deeper relationship with God. "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Thankfulness is a choice. It's easy to be thankful when things are going good, but the true test is choosing to be thankful when things are hard. Our perspective is crucial. actively shift our focus from current frustrations to the bigger picture and the blessings that God's given us. Every good thing comes from God. Recognize that all gifts, from the smallest to the most significant, originate from God's love and His provisions. Gratitude restores joy. An ungrateful heart can lead to bitterness, while thankfulness can restore contentment and the joy of salvation. Ask, has anybody ever seen the show MythBusters? It's an old show. And on that show, some people who love science to try to prove or disprove things to see if they are, in fact, facts or myths. For example, can dripping water on your forehead actually cause you to go nuts? Can you cure a hot chili attack by licking toothpaste? Do sharks smell blood from miles away? I thought we'd bust some myths this morning, but not the science kind. Not the science kind. Truth or myth? Myth. Giving thanks is something you only have to do on Thanksgiving Day. Two, if you're thankful, you'll be happy too. There's always something to look forward to. Four, God doesn't expect you to say thank you when you're sad. Five, saying thank you is the only way to show you're thankful. Six, there's no need to say thanks for the small things, especially when the things you need. Seven, it's impossible to be thankful when things are rough in your life. Eight, if you fail a test, you got a good excuse for being unthankful. Nine, you should be thankful for big things and the small things in your life. 10, there's always something to be thankful for. Did you notice what these truths and myths were about? They were all about being thankful. Do you know what the Bible has to say about thankfulness? What it says can really help us clear up any questions we might have about whether those phrases we read were truths or myths. Let's run through the book of Psalms, a book filled with poems. King David, you know, David and Goliath. David, he was inspired by God to write a lot of the poetry we read in this book. There are many types of poems in the Psalms. Some of them are really sad. Others are really glad. Today we're going to look at a happy one about, you guessed it, thankfulness. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and that he hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth enduring all generations. Here's kind of a breakdown of those verses. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. That means shout joyfully to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. We need to know that God made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the flock that he shepherds. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For God is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Good indeed is the Lord. His mercy endures forever. His faithfulness lasts through every generation. Notice what it says. Thank him and praise him. Does it say to give thanks when things are going good? No, it just says thank him. I don't know about you, but it's easier to be thankful when I'm happy. If things are going bad and I'm unhappy, well, it's kind of hard to be thankful. Have you ever felt that you just can't be thankful? Maybe you had a terrible day. Your favorite shirt got a hole in it. Or the cat barfed up all over the floor. Bad days happen. Or maybe you're thinking, most of my days are bad days. My life is really difficult now. Maybe things are rough at home. Your family's constantly fighting. Someone lost their job. Your grandfather's in the hospital. But the Bible says we should give thanks all the time. So how are we supposed to do that? I think everybody in here at some point in life has lost a loved one. When we lose that loved one, yes, we're sorrow. We have sorrow. We mourn the loss. But did we take the time, and I'm saying this from personal experience, did we take the time to thank God for the days that we really did get to spend with them? Or were we more focused on the fact that we lost them? That's a hard question to answer. But I'm telling you now, as I was going through this, being thankful and thinking about being thankful in hard times, I look back on it, you know, and when I lost my sons, it was hard for me to be thankful. You know, I didn't know why. But after a while, I got to thinking about it as I was preparing the lesson. You know what? I'm thankful for the time I did get to spend with them. So it's challenging. It's hard to stay focused on being thankful when things are not going good. But if we focus on what God's given us, then I have every belief that he's going to comfort us and get us through that with minimal mental impact and emotional impact. We need to be focusing on what God has given us, not what we don't have, like the hole in that donut. David's life wasn't full of happiness. He also had times of trouble. At one point, he had to run for his life because King Saul wanted to kill him. And he lost a lot of family members, including some of his sons and so much more. But he was still able to write God's command for us to give thanks. How come? Well, that's because there's always one good reason for giving thanks. You want to know what it is? It's because God is good. That will never change. He's always good. Now, this don't mean that we're not going to have trouble in our lives or we'll have challenges. But if we're a Christian, it does mean that God always has our best interest in mind. He's always good to us. And if we have Jesus in our heart, we'll live in heaven after this life is over. All the sad things that we've had to go through will be just distant memories. What does that mean? It means that while we're still here on earth, we always have something to look forward to. And we always have something to be thankful for. Let's look at one more verse about thankfulness so we can understand how God thinks about being thankful. And with that verse in Psalms 100 in mind, let's go back to our truths and myths. Let's read over the list again and talk about whether they're true or false based on what we just read in the Bible. Truth or myth? Giving thanks is something you have to do on Thanksgiving. Truth or myth? It's a myth. We should give thanks all the time. If you're thankful, you'll be happy too. Truth or myth? True. That's how we can serve the Lord with joy, just like the psalm says. There's always something to look forward to. Truth or myth? Absolutely. We have our good God and wonderful home in heaven to look forward to. God doesn't expect you to say thank you when you're sad. Truth or myth? God does want us to be thankful, whatever happens, because it's his will for us. Like in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, he will allow hard things to happen for our good. Saying thank you is the only way to show you're thankful, true or myth. It's a myth. Psalms 100 says we can sing joys of thanksgiving to God. We can also show thankfulness by not complaining and focusing on what we have instead of what we don't have. There's no need to say thank you for small things, especially when they're things you need or deserve. That's a myth. The Bible says we should be thankful for everything God gives us because we belong to Him. It's impossible to be thankful when things are rough in your life, truth or myth. It ain't impossible. Otherwise, David wouldn't have made it, and God wouldn't have asked us to do it. We can do it with God's help. If you fail a test, you have a good excuse to be unthankful. That's a myth. God doesn't mention any excuses in the Bible. You should be thankful for big things and small things in your life. Absolutely truth. Don't take the little things for granted. Are you thankful no matter what? Look at the story of a man who had every right to be bitter, but he wasn't. The next footsteps in the corridor he knew might be those of the guard taking him away to his execution. His only bed was hard, cold stone floor of the dark, cramped prison cell. Not an hour passed when he was free from the constant irritation of the chains around his wrists and his feet, cutting into his wrist and his legs. He is separated from friends, unjustly accused, brutally treated. If ever a person had a right to complain, it was this man, languishing, almost forgotten in a harsh Roman prison. But instead of his complaints, his lips rang with words of praise and thanksgiving. The man was the Apostle Paul, a man who had learned the meaning of true thanksgiving even in the midst of great adversity. Earlier, when he had been in prison in Rome, Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:19, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Think of it. Always giving thanks for everything, no matter the circumstances. Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to God for all His blessings, it should be one of the most distinctive marks of the believers in Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving for the Apostle Paul was not once a year celebration, but it was a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to God for all His blessings, should be one of the most distinctive marks of the believers in Jesus Christ. We must not ever allow a spirit of ingratitude to harden our hearts and chill our relationship with God and others. Nothing turns into bitter, selfish, dissatisfied people more quickly than an ungrateful heart. And nothing will do more to restore contentment and the joy of our salvation than in a true spirit of thankfulness. In the ancient world, leprosy was a terrible disease. It hopelessly disfigured those who had it, and it permanently cut them off from normal society. Without exception, every leper yearned for one thing, and that was to be healed. One day, 10 lepers approached Jesus outside a village, loudly pleading with him to heal them. In an instant, he restored them all to perfect health. But only one came back and thanked him. All the rest left without a word of thanks. Their minds were preoccupied only with themselves, gripped with a spirit of ingratitude. Today, ingratitude and thanklessness are far too common. Children forget to thank their parents for all that they do. Common courtesy is scorned. We take for granted the ways that others help us. Above all, a lot of times we fail to thank God for His blessings. Ingratitude is a sin just as surely as lying, stealing, or immorality, or any other sin condemned by the Bible. One of the Bible's indictments against rebellious humanity is found in Romans 1:21. Although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. An ungrateful heart is a heart that is cold toward God and indifferent to his mercy and love. It's a heart that has forgotten how dependent we are upon God for everything in our life. From one end of the Bible to the other, we are commanded to be thankful. In fact, thankfulness is the natural outflowing of the heart that is attuned to God. The psalmist declared in Psalms 147:7, "Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving." Paul wrote, "Be thankful," in Colossians 3:15. A spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a joyous Christian. Why should we be thankful? Because God has blessed us, and we should be thankful for each blessing, whether it's small or great. Thank God for the material blessings that he's given us. We all too often are never satisfied with what we have. We always seem to want more, whether rich or poor, healthy or sick. What a difference it makes when we realize that everything we have has been given to us by God. King David prayed, "Wealth and honor come from you. We give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Everything comes from you." In 1 Chronicles 29:12-14. Paul declared in Philippians 4:12, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." A spirit of thankfulness makes all the difference. Are we constantly preoccupied with what we want or with what we have? Or have we learned to thank God for everything that we do have? Thank God for the people in your life. Back toward the earlier part of the year, brought a Sunday school lesson on thanking God for the church, thanking God for the preacher, thanking God for the people in my life here at Bible Baptist Church. It's so easy for us to take people for granted, or even to complain and become angry because they don't meet our every wish. But we need to give thanks for those around us, our spouses, our children, our relatives, our friends, and others who help us in any way. Do we always let others know that we appreciate them and that we're thankful for them? The Christians in Corinth were far from perfect, but Paul began his first letter to them, found in 1 Corinthians 1:4, "I always thank God for you." When a group of believers whom Paul had never met came out to greet him as he approached Rome, we read, "At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged," Acts 28:15. Thank God for those who touch your life. Thank God in the midst of trials and even persecutions. We draw back from difficulties, yet not one of us is exempt from any kind of trouble. It is going to happen. If it hadn't happened yet, it will before we leave this earth. And in many parts of the world, it's dangerous even to be a Christian because of persecution. And yet in the midst of those trials, we can thank God because we know that he has promised to be with us and he will help us. We know that he can use these times of suffering to draw us closer to him. In James 1:2-3, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." Not one of us is exempt from any kind of trouble, some kind of trouble. And yet, in the midst of those trials, we can thank God because we know that he has promised to be with us and that he will help us. When the prophet Daniel learned that evil men were plotting against him to destroy him, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. We find it in Daniel 6:10. The Bible commands, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Paul declared in Colossians 1:12, you will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress, because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light. I don't know what trials you may be facing now, but God does, and he loves us, and he'll be with us through his Holy Spirit. We can cultivate a spirit of thankfulness even in the midst of trials and heartaches. But most of all, thank God, especially for his salvation in Jesus Christ. God's given us the greatest gift of all. We're coming into the season to celebrate the birth of Christ. Do we celebrate that birth of Christ just during the Christmas holidays? Or do we celebrate the birth of Christ all year long? It's a question we got to ask ourselves. Are we more focused just during the Christmas holidays? Yeah, you know, it's a special time. But God should be celebrated every day of our life while we're here on earth. He's given us the greatest gift of all, his Son, who died on the cross, rose again, so that we can know him personally and spend eternity with him in heaven. Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The Bible tells us that we're separated from God because we've sinned. But God loves us. He loves you and he loves me. And he wants us to be part of his family forever. He loves us so much that he sent his only Son into the world to die as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. All we need to do is reach out in faith and accept him as our Lord and Savior. John 3:16, I think we all know that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For those around us, we need to ask them, have they opened their heart to Jesus Christ? If not, we need to help them turn to him with a simple prayer of repentance and faith and thank him for what he's done for us. How long has it been since you thanked God for your salvation? We should not let a day go by without thanking God for his mercy and his grace to us in Jesus Christ. Thank God for his continued presence and power in our life. When we come to Christ, it's not the end, but the beginning of a whole new life. He's with us, and he wants to help us, and he wants us to help follow him in his word. In ourselves, we don't have the strength that we need to live that way. We don't have the strength to do it on our own. God wants us to live that way, and he's there to help us. But when we turn to